Time for some fun facts with Bengals first-round draft pick Will Jackson from Houston. According to your bio, an avid horse rider. Who had horses when you were young, and how early did you start?
My grandmother had them. I kind of grew up into it. I like to say 3 years old, and I was on my first horse, so it stuck with me ever since.
And is it something you still like to do?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, when I go home, I do it, trying to find me a spot out here so I can do it. So I'm definitely ready to ride some horse.
Any accidents on top of a horse?
No, I never had one. I mean, I don't go crazy. Yeah, so I never had one of those.
We're doing fun facts with Will Jackson. As I mentioned, you're from Houston. Who were some of your favorite athletes growing up and why?
I liked Andre Johnson because he played for the Texans and he caught a lot of passes and he was a down-to-earth guy when I met him.
Were you really into the Texans as a kid?
Yeah, I was. I mean, that's all I knew, so I liked them. But since we played them, I'm not into them anymore.
You went to Wheatley High School, alma mater of boxing legend George Foreman.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, he's a big inspiration of everybody. I mean, he made it to a high stage, and hopefully I made it to a high stage, and kids back home can do the same.
Was there any sort of George Foreman display at the school or anything like that?
No, they talked about him a lot, but it wasn't nothing crazy where his face was all over the school.
So high school in Houston and then college in Houston at the University of, you were part of their great rise to prominence in college football. Tell me about the decision to play close to home.
I kind of wanted my grandma to watch me. I mean, she wasn't going to be able to travel because I was thinking about going far, but it all worked out for the best. And, hey, I'm here now.
Sounds like you're close to your grandmother.
Oh, yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. Grandmother, we talk. Well, she tells me good morning every day, so we talk a lot, so... Yeah, that's who I was close to.
We're doing fun facts with Will Jackson. Did you play other sports other than football growing up?
I ran track. I always knew I wanted to play football, so track, I knew it was going to translate to football, so that's why I did it.
So you did sprints?
Yeah. I ran the 100 meter dash.
And according to your bio, in addition to playing defensive back, you were a receiver in high school.
Yeah. I played receiver and corner, actually, so... I mean, I liked both of them, but I had to pick a side, and, hey, it worked out for the best.
Some people say that guys that played both when they're young that become corners, it's because they had bad hands. Is that the case with you?
No, I have great hands, actually. I think it kind of helped me with my hands and ball-eye coordination, so I think it kind of helped me with that.
How about seeing the game through a receiver's eyes? Has that helped you in your development as a cornerback?
Oh, of course. That sets you up for certain routes. So as you playing the game, you kind of feel what they're about to do and what they're trying to do to attack you.
Houston has this slogan. The University of Houston has this slogan, H-Town
Takeover.
What's the deal with that?
Coach Herman came in, and he wanted to get the city around the U of H because the city wasn't really big into it now. So H-Town Takeover, we got a lot of people to sell out the seats, and my year there, it was sold out.
You almost had a perfect season last year. If your quarterback had been healthy in the one loss, would you have had a perfect season?
I don't think it was because of the quarterback. I mean, we had another great quarterback that got in. It just, we wasn't focused. We thought it was going to be a cakewalk, and guys came out to play.
We're doing fun facts with first-round draft pick Will Jackson. Tell me about that night when the Bengals drafted you in the first round. What was that experience like for you?
It was definitely unexpected, and it was a happy moment in my life. You know, I worked that hard to finally get to where I wanted to be, and it was all over. And once I got that phone call, it still was hard to believe because, man, it came a long way, but I made it.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I just was overjoyed. I thought I was, but I had my cousins and them there, so I didn't want to look like a sissy in front of them. I probably did when I got home.
You made the decision not to go to the draft, but to enjoy the night with friends and family.
Right, yeah. I'm not a big media guy, and I wanted to be with all my family, not just a part of it. So that's why I chose to do it at home.
You haven't been able to play yet this season due to injury. How frustrating has it been?
It was frustrating at first when I first did it, but after a while, I kind of know everything happened for a reason, so it probably wasn't my time to get out there yet, but it's almost coming to close. It's almost coming close for me to play.
I haven't heard you describe what happened.
I just went in, knocked the ball down. I got a deflection and just popped, freak accident.
I'll say, I mean, for all the contact you have at the cornerback position, tackling people, you know, leaping to deflect plays, and that is almost the full definition of a freak accident.
Yeah, that was a freak accident. I still didn't believe it when I did it because I didn't really feel anything. Just felt like I tweaked something, but I didn't think I tore anything. Yeah.
What have you done this season, even though you haven't been able to play, to try to get better for when your time comes?
Doing a lot of conditioning and basically getting stronger and adding muscle. That's about it. And I'm feeling good and ready to play.
All right. Appreciate the time. Best of luck. Hope to see you on the field soon.
Thank you so much.